So I think at the very end of Shir, we started talking about the Ritva. The Ritva's question was, when the Gemara asked, how come Shtei Tfiros you are chayev, and the Gemara was mukim, that you made a kesher, and the question is, then why aren't you also chayev shem kosher? And the Ritva, three terutzim. And according to his third answer, it would seem that there was a chiluk between kshira and tfira, namely, that if you're kosher, menas lahatir, you're not chayav mishum kosher, but if you would still be chayav mishum tofer, meaning to say that if you did two tfiros and then you made a kesher menas lahatir at the end, so you'd be in violation of tfira, but not kshira. And we mentioned as well that the Ravya gives that answer. As well, the Ravya says that if you made a kesher shel kayama after two tefiros, you'd be chayev shtayim. And the Gemara that implies you only chayev achas is because it is a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Good. What about, that's if it's eino shel kayama, if it could, like, well, let's go back. We said that kosher is really a two pturim. One is, if a kesher wouldn't last on its own, it would fall apart. It's not a, it's a knot that would undo naturally. And then there's also a kesher that you made with intention to undo, and that too is potter. And as we said, that may be unique for kosher. What about tofer? We said almost certainly it wouldn't apply, let's say, for kosev. What about tofer? So this is, and I think this is sort of the last point we mentioned in Shir, a machlokes rishonim in the Mordechai, a machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoel and the Riva. The Riva is machmir. Rabbeinu Yoel is mekel. How so? So I'll just read you the Mordechai, and this is quoted over here in our Siman Reish Yud Zayin Sef Gimel in the Beis Yosef. Akasa the Riva piresh beis hatzaver shenishkasher v'shas kvisasan matirin afilu for pi hatzavar o Kemosha midabkin haratzanim zug shalmanal asur lenatkan zemizah shalom atzino chiluk bein tefira shel kayama latefira sheino shel kayama rafa biyadi, says the Riva. Let's say you give your shirt to the launderer and they tie up the collar for the duration of the kvisa, and now you got it back and you want to cut it open on Shabbos, you may not do so. If they simply tied it up, it would be mutter on Shabbos. That's a kasher shem shel kayama. But if they sewed it up, it would be aser. Shalom atzinu chiluk betvira. The Rabbeinu Yoel matir afilu betvira. Ho v'lav l'skayim avid. Brings a raya from Perek Klal Gadol. And this is also the view of the Rashbam. And we'll see some other Rishonim. Is there a source for this? And a svara. So he brings a raya from Perek Klal Gadol. We'll talk about what that raya is. In terms of the svara, so the Or Zeruah explains, Shekol tfira inyana lios kol sha'a mehudekes. Ma she'en kein b'maktoren uv'minal shelanu mahadek lefisha. In other words, what is the inyan of tfira? The inyan of tfira is to be connected. And if it's omeid to be ripped, so then it's not connected. It's not one. We talked about last time what is the nature of the malach of tefira. And what the Rosh was saying is that this contradicts the nature of tefira. And therefore, it's not going to be like kosev and mochek, like we said. If you're kosev, almanas limchok, you are probably chayev. But this is different. So that is the machlokas. What was the raya? Yoel brings a raya, he says, from Perek Klal Gadol. But what exactly is the raya? And adarabba, we saw the Riva brought a raya l'chumra from Perek Klal Gadol. So the Riva's raya was because he was trying to explain, why is it that if you make the kesher after the two tefiros, you're chay for Topher not kosher? Answer, it's a kasha sheino shel kayama, which would suggest that if it's your chayev for tfira, sheino shel kayama. Okay, so that doesn't have to be, you don't have to give that answer. The Ritva, like we said, had two other answers. So it's not, you can't really have a raya. We don't have a kasha from that Gemara on Rabbeinu Yoel, but where do we have a raya for Rabbeinu Yoel? So the Ginas Vradim says the raya was from the Gemara's kasha, because it says Tosher Tvir Shtei Tviros, Vahalo Kayama, and the Gemara answers, Vahusha Kashran. So you see that a Tvir Sheino Shel Kayama is Pater. That must be what Rabbeinu Yoel had in mind. However, the Ginas Vradim says, well, that's what he had in mind, but that doesn't make any sense, because over there, it simply means Eino Shel Kayama, it's going to undo on its own. Of course, your Pater for tfira that's just going to fall apart, like two stitches without a kesher at the end. But how do I know if it will last forever? You're just planning to cut it. There's no raya from there. In other words, just like for ksiva, if you're kosave eino shel kayama, if you write on a leaf, so you're pater, but if you write with pencil with intention to erase it, you are chayev. So the halo kayama is not a raya. Halo kayama over there just means it's going to fall apart on its own. And therefore, the Ginas Vradim actually rejects Rabbeinu Yoel because he thinks that's the raya and he thinks the raya makes no sense. I don't have any other idea what he might be saying, but just because we don't know his raya, it still might be true. And Adaraba, like we said before, the Orzarua just explains this idea, misvara, namely that misvara, it makes sense that tfira, like we said, is about uniting things. And therefore, if it's omed to be broken apart, so then it's chaser in the shem tfira. It lacks the inyan hamalacha. Okay. So now we have a question. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbeinu Yoel or the Riva? So if we take a look at Shin Yud Zion, Sif Gimel, you get the impression that the Ramah is Mekel Medina. He just says, Ein Lahatir B'fnei HaMa'aretz, which is already going back to the Beis Yosef. And the simple understanding of that is that, yes, this is Mutar Mekar HaDin, but because if an Am HaAretz sees it, he could get confused. He won't appreciate. Maybe he'll extrapolate from here that you could do all Tfira. So therefore, it's Aser to do it in front of an Am HaAretz. But anytime you say something is mutter, but you know you shouldn't do it in front of an Aretz, obviously that tells you that the Ikar HaDin is that it's mutter. So seemingly, at the very least, the Ramah is Mekel on this shot. And we'll see that this is comes up all the time. The problem is that there's a little bit of a stira, because we look at Shin Mem Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Osam Shmahat Kama Begadim Saviv Zar Oseihem, Adechut Shemotchin Oso, Umesadek. It's actually very hard to understand what he's talking about over here, but we'll have to get back to the details of this when we do Tofer. But we're talking about something along the lines of a cuff, right? So here, my shirt, it's open. It's not very convenient. So how do I close it? I close it with a button. Good. But they used to have basically a string, sort of like a drawstring that would go through the cuff, and then you would pull it tight. Now, when you pull a thread and tighten something, that's moteach, that's tofer. And they do this, and then they, it's aser. So the Shulchan Aruch says aser to do that. Why? It's tofer. Elam Kane, you hanekavim rechavim ktsas umesukanim betfira beequal. Unless it's sort of like actually a buttonhole. Big holes that are, you see, like if you look at your buttonhole, the hole is sort of supported by a thread, right? Like he says, it's misukanim betfira beigul. The buttonholes are misukan beigul. Al kopanim, if they're not that way, in other words, even though this is not a tfira shel kayama, right? It's a drawstring, but I'm going to take off my shirt. Nevertheless, it's aser, alt, tofer. And if you hold like Rabbeinu Yoel, it should be mutter, right? According to Rabbeinu Yoel, if you take thread and you sew your cuff closed in the morning and then in the evening you rip it open, that should be mutter. It's tefillah zman. Just like we would be matir kosher, b'chiyai gafna, we should be matir tofer. So the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. And the Ramah doesn't say anything, which would seem to suggest that the Ramah agrees. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sifkan Chavzayin, he seems to also be machmir. He doesn't say, the Ramah doesn't say, wait, look back what I wrote in Shin Yudayin, that I'm matir. The Mishnah Berurah didn't say that either. So we have basically three options. We could either say that we're Mako, and the Ramah is so Mecham what he said earlier in Shin Yud Zayin. We could say the Ramah is Machmir, and then we'd have to figure out what in the world he's doing over here. Or we could make a chiluk between Tofer and Korea, because where the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir is by Tfira, and where the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel is by Kriya, which is not an obvious chiluk at all, because presumably they're always Talis Ebezeh. Whatever is Aser B'Tfira is Aser B'Kriya, and the reverse. But those are just the three possibilities, and indeed we'll see Poskim adopt all three. None of them are super glut, but okay, we have a kasha, we have to say something.
Is this a chiluk between Motev and
B'Tfira? I didn't see anyone that tries to say that, that Motech is more chamer than Tfira. If anything, I think you might have said the opposite.
So is there an option to that built between?
Tofer and Korea. Shin Yud Zion, when are we Mako? By Korea. So the Orla Tzion actually even says that the Mechaber is Mako, which is like the hardest option, because even in Shin Yud Zion he's not Mako. But he says, because what he says in the Beis Yosef. Which is always an interesting point, but we'll leave that possibility aside for now. So, so who is Machmir, or who is Mekel? So, if you look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he writes it's in Chela Gimel Perk Tes Vav Ha'ara Reish Chav Dalad that the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe in Shin Mem is Mitzayin what he said in Shin Yod Zayin. So that tells us that he's basically saying, look back, okay, we can't pass on from Shulchan Aruch, Darkei Moshe, to look at Darkei Moshe. And therefore, basically, it's Kiilu, and he said, Ayin Shin Yud Zayin, where he's Mako. So according to the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, we are Mako, and at least the Ramah. I don't know about the Mechaber, but the Ramah was Mako, and we follow what it says in Shin Yud Zayin and Shin Mem. He was Mitzayin there. The Chazon Ish is Machmir. It's an Or Chaim at Michtav and Simin Shin Mem. By the way, all these three possibilities are cited in Dirshu Note 69 in Simin Shin Mem. And the Tehillah David is Machalik. Now, what the Chazon Ish does with our, we'll talk about that in a moment. So the Tehillah David is Machalik. The Ramah is only Mekel by Korea, not by Topher. So let's explain each one. So we'll start with that one, the Tehillah David. It's also Minchas Yitzchak, and I think it was Rav Yashiv and others. So the Ramah is Mekel by Korea and Shin Yud Zayin, but not by Topher. What's the difference? So the pshat is that we're more Mekel by Korea because it's not Almanas Litzvor. That's what the Tehillah David says. In other words, this is the Ramah's own pshara. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yawel, the Riva, the Rishonim that argue about this, don't make a chiluk. There's no real chiluk. But Lamaisa, Tofer is a Deoraisa Shaila, and Korea is a Drabanan Shaila, because it's not Korea, Almanas Litfor. Now, this might depend on a big question, which we'll do when we get to Tofer, which is, do you need Korea, Almanas Litfor, or do you just need Korea, Almanas Lasakin? Number of Rishonim, the Pashtas, including Rashi as understood by the Ritva and the Ramban. Beis Yosef makes this point as well. Tosfos and Ein Gimel on the basis, Rabbi Kiv Eger points out, and others hold that to be chayav for Korea, you need almanas letfort, not just in a way that's misake. Mishnah Berurah hates this idea and denies that anybody says it except some mitva. And he works very hard. It's like a super long bir halacha where he goes through everybody that says it and tries to show that they don't say it. Okay, we'll talk about that when we get to Korea. But anyway, but the pashtus is that at least a bunch of Rishonim do say it. And some Rishonim certainly say it. And therefore, the Tilo David is saying, okay, so it makes sense that under the Rabbanan Shaila we would be Megil, and under Reisa Shaila we would be Machmir. So Shin Mem is the Reisa Shaila. So we're Machmir. Shin Yudzan is the Rabbanan Shaila. And therefore we are Megil. And that's the resolution in the Ramah, at the very least. Chazon Ish thinks there's no difference between Topher and Korea. The Ramah's Machmir. I Shin Yud Zion. It's strange. The Chazon Ish isn't Miyashev. But I think maybe the Pshat is like this. How do you read Shin Yud Zion? So it's not, if you take a look, let's just read the Lashon of the Ramah. So first he's Machmir, right? Afilu kfar niftach, rak shechazer uman v'kashro, otafro, biachad, kederach sh'um nosin, l'chach, asur lenatek, o lachtoch zug shal menalayim atfur miachad, kederach sh'um nosin, afgad de tfira eina shal kayama, de'en chiluk betfira, bein shal kayama le'ena shal kayama. So the Stam opinion is Lachumra. Then he writes, V'yesh matirim b'tfir shenel shakayama, v'en lahatir b'fnei amaretz. So the way we were reading it until now is that v'en lahatir b'fnei amaretz is sort of the hachra. He's so sitting l'hachmir, he says yesh mekilim, and then he says, oh, halach l'maisa, en lahatir b'fnei amaretz, in which case he's passing in l'kula. But maybe you can read it differently. Maybe it's stam and a yesh. The yesh is yesh matir b'tfila, but ein lahatir b'fnei ma'aretz. Because remember, it's not the Ramah who made up this idea of ein lahatir b'fnei ma'aretz. That was already in the earlier sources, in the Beis Yosef. And it's just saying that the yesh omrim, who is matir, is only matir shelo b'fnei ma'aretz. Nobody's mekel b'fnei ma'aretz. So therefore, it's really a stam and yesh. So even in Shin Yud Zayin, it's not so clear that the Ramah is mekel. And therefore, in light of Shin Mem, where it would seem that we are Machmir, so therefore we are Machmir on the Shaila of Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama and also Korea and Shel Kayama.
Everything was Machmir.
Well, the Stam opinion is the Machmirim. No, that was all the Ramah. The Stam opinion in the Ramah is Lahachmir. And then the quote, the Rama quotes Yesh Omrim that are Mako.
So why would we, in general,
Stam and Yesh Omrim, the Halachos Kestam. The reason why over here that is because the Rama concludes in Lahati Pnei Aretz, which sounds like the Hachra of the Rama, Halach Lamais. That's why we had this Kasha. And I think that is the natural way to read it. But what I'm suggesting for the Chazon Ish is no, in Lahati Pnei Aretz is not the Hachra of the Rama. It's from earlier sources. It's part of the yesh. In other words, don't read it as stam yesh, and the conclusion is ein lahatir l'nei ma'aretz. It's just stam and yesh, and ein lahatir l'nei ma'aretz is part of the yesh, and therefore we go back to the regular idea of stam and yesh, in which case the Ramah is machmir. Okay, yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Zayin didn't read it that way, though.
Yes, right, and that's why we have a problem. If you follow Mishnah Berurah. And then the third possibility is, like I said, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, who thinks that we're Mekel, and we're so Mech on what he says in Shin Yod Zayin. Okay, so those are the three ways to read it. And this is a very Lemaisa Shaila. I'll just give some examples. Diapers, or Band-Aids, or things like that, right? Is it Mutter to close a diaper on Shabbos? So, closing a diaper, or medabig niaros, we know is already a toldav tofer. So, a diaper has an adhesive Now, it could be that nowadays the shaila is a little more calm. Not necessarily. We'll have to think about this more carefully when we do tofer, because the adhesion isn't really adhesive anymore. It's more like Velcro. So we'll have to see if that makes a difference. Conceivably, it could. We'll do that later. But let's talk about the old-fashioned diapers. This is pretty new, these types of Velcro-style diapers. Like when my oldest was a baby, if you bought the knockoff brands, they were actually like stickers. They were not this Velcro type thing. It was a sticker. So this is a shaila of tefillah lizman, right? It's going to be a very short time. You don't keep a diaper on for more than 3 or 4 hours, certainly less than 24 hours. So it's the short term l'kula deos, but it's tefillah. So is it mutter to put on a diaper? So if you follow the machmir view here, then l'chayra, it's a problem. It's a problem. So obviously the olam is mako. So maybe it's because we hold like Rabbeinu Yoel, l'kula. Maybe we'll have to see. But then he'll say, 1 second, okay? Fine. So let's say we're mako on the shaila. We follow Rosh Shlomo Zalman, l'kula, right? But still, ein l'hakel b'fnei ha'aretz. So you can't put on a diaper in front of an ha'aretz. So I saw the Or LeZion says, it's in Chelek Beis, Perek Chavtes, Oz Vav, says that, for Madbik, you could be mako in front of an ha'aretz. It's only by Topher you can't be mako in front of an ha'aretz. Why? Because to do tefillah is man from an amaretz, so the amaretz will say, oh, okay, it's mutter to do tefillah or something like that. But the amaretz who sees you closing the diaper would never, you have to be a real lamdin to figure out that this is even a shaila of tefillah. Doesn't look like anything. So such an amaretz we don't need to worry about, right? He says, and we call makom in madbik ba'ofen arai. Uvedaito lahafrid es hadbaka b'shashemotzi es hatiltul hatitul muter ukedas hayesh matir and shevi bebeis Yosef v'huva b'Rama. Right, he's a Sfaradi posek. He's not going to rely on the Rama and Shulchan Aruch, but it's the Beis Yosef brought it down as a Yeshomer. Shekriyas tefira eina shel kayama muteres b'Shabbes. V'afal pisha bebeis Yosef kasa shein lat v'nem aretz mikol makom kan shein adavar nira ketfira. Yeshlahati b'cholofen mishum sh'am ha'aretz lo yavin mizeh lahakel b'tfir shel kayama. No Amaretz is going to see you opening a diaper and say, ah, oh, from here I see you can rip a shirt, I don't know, or whatever tfir shel kayama is. And therefore it's okay. Now there's in lahakel b'fnei ha'aretz, it's not in Shas, right? It's a principle that's always true. Anytime you're doing something that's mutter, that might lead other people to do something wrong because they'll misunderstand and misapply. So you have to take that into account. But since there's no practical concern, nobody that sees you opening a diaper is going to do something usher based off of that, and therefore it's no problem. Yeah.
Why would they need a dowry that's not that?
Okay, you could do that anyway. Exactly. In other words, the way, again, you don't have to, we don't understand Das Amharetz, right? But if I was guessing, the pshat is like this. It's intuitive that there's a difference between temporary medabek and permanent medabek. So if I close the diaper, nobody's going to say, oh, I'm allowed to glue things together. But it's not so intuitive to distinguish between temporary sewing and permanent sewing. And so if somebody sees me temporarily sewing, they might think it's mutter to permanently sew. And therefore, that's a concern. That's Das Amharetz. It's sort of an intuitive mistake. So therefore, in one we're worried, and one we're not. Yeah.
Isn't it a little difficult that it started to use diapers? So there being so many fun as
So,
each frontier and the base states that didn't make as much of the
yeah, so. So we will have some other Sfaradim, but yes, it's a much bigger Chiddush for Sfaradim. What the Or Letzion over there is saying is, and this is a point that you see in many Sfaradi poskim, Ravadia makes this point in many times, that we don't paskin based on Shulchan Aruch, we paskin based off of Beis Yosef, as the Beis Yosef himself wrote, and not for the not everything that's brought down in the fact that something's in the Beis Yosef not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is not in and of itself a proof that it's not the Maran's intent. Obviously, then it's harder to figure out what Maran's intent is. But if you have reason to assume to be Makil, then you can. But you're right, it's
here,
not.
It's just like here, it's already a big Kiddush Rakhirah. Okay. Most given.
There are a lot of Rishonim who are Makil. A lot of Rishonim are Makil.
Among the postkim that we just mentioned.
Well, I'm not talking about you're talking about postkim. But those are, well. But first of all, that was not a company. I'm not Rav Ravadia. I was just bringing down three different opinions. I don't know if it's Rav or not. A. B, among Rishonim, I think you could make the case that if I were guessing, if I were counting, I think Rav and like Ruba de Mimkar of Rishonim are Makel on the show. So, and if you want to give another svara, I'll say that the in the Mordechai, where it's quoted in Beis Yosef, the Machmirim were unsure about their Chumra, and the Mekilim were sure about their Kula. So Koch the Teir Adif, when the Ravya, when the Riva was Machmir, he said this Chumra, and he said, Parafia Biadi. So, Koch the Teir Adif.
Right.
Ain't Safik Mosmi Devadai. Shine.
Beis Yosef was Machriya that
way. He wasn't Machriya either way.
Right.
Good. So, Koch the Teir Adim. Bo, I don't know. I maybe Minog as well, though I don't think he brought it down. But you're right. There is a bigger Chiddush for Sfardim to be Makel. But at least Ben Zion Abba Shaul thought that from the Beis Yosef, we Sfardim could come out. Okay, fine.
Question?
Yeah.
I have been in the practice of taking a safety pin and pinning my socks together so I don't have to re-associate them after they get washed. Now, that is so the purpose of that is not so the socks are one unit, but just to keep them, you know, together.
We're going to get the safety pins more barichos when we do tefirah, but Rav Moshe is makel for safety pins, even for Zman Arach. And for Zman Katzer, he thinks it's Pasha to be Makel. There are poskim that are Mathmir, but the reason for Rav Moshe's being Makel, it would apply for what you said. It might be Hachana Shaila to do that, but it wouldn't be a Tfira Shaila, presumably, if you follow.
I don't pin together on Shabbos. But
right, I understand, but I'm just, I guess you unpin them on Shabbos.
Yes.
So that would be okay.
What Hachana would that be?
No, unpinning wouldn't be. If you're unpinning them to wear them, that would be fine. Okay, good. There are actually three halachic shilas that come up with diapers, so maybe we'll just talk about all three now once we're at it. The first one, we'll go in order of diapering. So the first one is opening the tabs of the diaper, and that is a Korea shila, and that is actually a bigger shila because the tab has been closed for, you know, likely months. I don't know, from the time of the manufacturing of the diapers till I open it for the first time. It's more than a day, more than a week, most likely. And therefore, that's a long-term shaila. So for that shaila, it's not even obvious that Rabbeinu Yoel would be matir. So even if we accept the Tilul David, that we're going to be makel for Korea. But here it's a long-term shaila. Number two is, like we said, the second shaila is, could you close the diaper? And that l'char should be tali in machlokas Rabbeinu Yoel and Riva. So it would be mutter if you think we accept Rabbeinu Yoel even for tefira. So that would be aser according to, we'll say, the Tilul David version, but mutter according to Rishon Zalman version of the Ramah. And then the third one was throwing out the diaper. And why is that a shaila? So you could throw out the diaper, that's not a shaila. But a lot of people like to close the diaper again before they throw it out. It doesn't make a mess. In other words, they, and that's not omed lahatir at all, right? It's going to be that way into the landfill for the next 300 million years until your diaper decomposes. So those are the three Shilas. So we sort of discussed the middle one already. We said that if you paskin like Rabbeinu Yoel, the middle Shiloh, just closing the diaper would be okay. I think that according to Rav Moshe, it would be mutter even if you didn't hold like Rabbeinu Yoel, because it would be more possible, you could argue at least, it would be more like the safety pin Shiloh we just referred to. It doesn't become one unit in any sense when you close the diaper because of the tsura. It's like the safety pin. Another tzad, and that would be an important tzad. That's why it might even be mutter if you hold like the Tilo David, or maybe even if you hold like the Riva. Another tzad to be makel might be that even if you're going to be machmir for tefira lizman, like the Riva, maybe madbik is different. So why would you think madbik is different? Why would there be a difference after all? If the Av is chayav for temporary, so the Tolda of should also be chayav. So I got this idea from the Magen Avraham and also the Mishnah Berurah. What do they say? So it's Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Mem, Sifkatan Yud Ches. It's also quoted there in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Mem Hei. And you talk about the following Shaila. Let's say you have books that are nidbeku adade, either because like some wax fell on them or at the book bindery, some glue fell on them. So now I have a sefer and the pages are all glued together. So the question is it mutter to open it? So he says it's mutter to open it. Why? Lo nasa lakiyam. And then he says, kol shekain over here, where's nasa me'elav? In other words, I didn't want to glue the pages together. It just happened because glue dripped on them. So let's go to the first svara. The first svara is it's mutter because it's lo nasa lakiyam. So maybe he's just quoting the Rabbeinu Yoel, which would be interesting even in its own right, because then it's being so similar to Rabbeinu Yoel. But he's mitzayin the Mishnah Berurah as well as the Magen Avraham, a din by kosher. He's mitzayin adin and shin yodalet. And that's l'chor adin and kosher matir. In other words, Magen Avraham is saying it's mutter to open the pages of the book, even though they're glued together, because kosher is, or matir is mutter in this case. So the shaila is, what does this have to do with that? So what it sounds like it's saying is that maybe everybody would agree that by madbik, if it's done temporarily, it would be okay. What would the logic be? What would the logic be? So maybe over here, it's only doma to the av if it's permanent. In other words, if a tolda, as we've discussed, could conceivably be doma in the pe'ula or the tachlis. Here, the pe'ula is different because I'm gluing, I'm not sewing. And once it's temporary, the tachlis is also totally different. So maybe if you do short-term gluing, everybody would agree it's mutter to rip it open. Another way to say it, there's different ways you could say it, but that's one way you could say it. So therefore, and I think I saw a similar svara to this in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, and also maybe in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So if that's true, so then closing the diaper, we'll start with that example, could be mutter l'kuleyam, and certainly opening the diaper. Plus, we have the, and this would also maybe help for the cases of opening the diaper the first time, even though that's long, and also the tabs on like a Band-Aid or the like. Why? Because even though it's true, those were put by kavana, and the expectation was it might even last for a decent amount of time. And the reason is because we have to look at the purpose. So let's take a look at the kol shekein that the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah add. They say kol shekein is going to be mutter when it was done shelo bekavana. In other words, when the gluing happened by accident, then certainly it's mutter. Meaning, say, even if you were to be machmir on short-term gluing, but if the gluing was done by accident, then for sure it's mutter to open up. Why? So what he seems to be saying is it's the kavana to be madbik that makes this asar, at least if it's short-term. And the point is that maybe we'd say the same thing for the tabs of the diaper. And this is an argument that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, as well as others, make. It's cited in the Dirshu on Shin Mem, footnote 95, as well as in Shemir Shabbos Kilchas and other sources. And that is that since the Tfira, or the Dibuk, was only done not to connect them, but simply so as to prevent the adhesion. In other words, why do they put those little pieces of plastic on the Band-Aids in the factory? They don't want to unify the Band-Aid with the plastic tabs. Adrabba, that's the exact opposite of what they want. The point is that they wanted to keep its adhesion, and the way to do that is to sort of protect the adhesion by putting on a little plastic strip to prevent it from sticking to something else, so that way when you're ready to stick it to your skin, it'll be sticky. And likewise, when the same thing with the diapers. They have that same type of thing, and for the very same reason. And therefore, we could argue that just like the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah say, it's pashat, that even the machmirim about korei of tfira lizman or matir by accidental debuk, like the glue, so too, when the debuk was done intentionally, but with the entire purpose of protecting the adhesion, so then everybody would agree it's mutter. And therefore, it is mutter to open the Band-Aid or the diaper tabs on Shabbos. Not everybody accepts this. If you look at the Dirshu note 95 over there, they quote a bunch of poskim that are masmir. They say, Lamaisa, this is not like the case of the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. This was put here by Kavana. By Kavana, mechtesi to be machmir. And especially because this might be a longer term. This might have been there for a month. I think I once heard a shir from Rabbi Sobolovsky on this, and he said, I think it was, they used to have, or Sobolovsky gave the contemporary halacha on children in halacha. So I think that's where they heard this. So he said he used to be machmir on the shayla. So before Shabbos, he would open up all the diapers that, you know, they might use on Shabbos and then close them. Said until there was once like a 3-day Yantif, and I think he had two kids in diapers, and he would have had to open up like 100 diapers before Yantif, like open them and close it. So obviously, if he was Machmir Medina, he wouldn't have been Mako, but he did it as a Chumra, and then he decided that this is enough. So, but that is the logic of the Mekilim. Again, the way to solve that problem, if you follow the Machmir view, would be to do exactly that, to open it and close it before Shabbos. And that wouldn't help you for a Band-Aid unless you like every Shabbos before Shabbos, you took off those tabs and put them back on. Because in that case, then it was a short-term tefira, and therefore you had those stunned in Mahakal. Yes?
Why does doing that help? Meaning, at the end of the day, you're doing tefira just for short term.
Yeah, so then you're still, you're there, you have Rabbeinu Yoel to be so mechon.
Repeat the question, please.
How does it help to open it and close it before Shabbos? Answer is you have Rabbeinu Yoel. So if I don't open it before Shabbos, how long has this been closed? 2 months. That's Anu, however long it's been, maybe a year. Band-Aids could be 5 years, who knows, right? So now it's short term fear. So I have Rabbeinu Yoel to be so mechon.
I thought we saw in years, you know, with regard to kosher that even if you have in mind to do it for a very short period of time.
Adarabba. That's, we don't accept the Taz, right? But what do we accept? We follow the Mishnah Berurah, that it's the Derech. So here the Derech is.
So the Derech is to do it for a long time, no?
No. The Derech is to do it until needed. So, yeah.
Recently, and
Raya from that on the wrong finish throw about like this idea that in Dabi on the hill, like why is that not just them?
It could be, in which case, first of all, then you see that they're being so same like Rabbeinu Yawel. But the raya is that instead of sending you to Shin Yud Zayin, they send you to Shin Yud Dalet by dint of kosher matir.
Why would they be special?
So the svara we suggested is that even, oh, because it's saying that by medabek, it's equivalent to kosher. L'kuleam. If we're just telling you to, that it's the Rabbeinu Yonel, then send you to the source in Rabbeinu Yonel. Okay, yeah.
We have been playing, it's more of a quality point, but when we started kosher, and so we wonder whether Kesher Sheino Shel Kayama is a din quality of Dabrinu Meskayim or din prati kosher. If it's a din quality, we don't need any of the svaras.
Nachon. I think nobody is going to say it's a full din klali. In other words, like we said before, it's hard to imagine that anyone would be makel for kosev. So really our shaila is only, is it only kosher or is it kosher and tofer? And maybe there might be other malachos if we could argue that should be similar. So we talked about that when it comes to makeup. Tovea. Right, so there's another place where we might have seen that svara. So if it's klali, it's not going to be klali like all for all malachos, but it might be relevant to all malachos where it makes sense to apply it. Or is it no? Is it unique to kosher? That was really that's what we're suggesting.
In which case, it's even if it's klali, but a more limited klali. For many Yolo shouldn't be the mucker to be matir, if it fits into whatever the cloud
is. In Akadami, that's sort of the way they were saying it. But you know, the difficulty is he brings a raya. The problem is the raya is hard to know what it is. Right. But you're right. In other words, that's why halach lemaisa we're really makel on the shaila, even though there isn't a makor. Okay, good. What about the third shaila? So this third shaila, I should, by the way, just clarify, when it comes to the glue, that's only when they were glued together. If they were never separated, then it's an isser and possibly an isser derisa. Like if the pages, sometimes a new sefer, two pages are not glued together, but they're actually not yet separated. So that might be Korea deraisa, might be Makabu Patishmet deraisa. If you have tissues that are connected, never separated, then you have a much more serious shaila. This is only where the pages were separated and then they were accidentally glued back together. So just to make sure that's clear. Okay. In terms of the third shaila, we are going to get back to this in just a couple of minutes. What's the din of long-term kosher where you couldn't care less that it's going to last for a long term? And there's that Rashi and Sukkah and Yuma and the like, so we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. The third diaper, Shaila. Let's just go back to what we're in the middle of, which is the Gemara on Ein Dal at a base. So again, yeah.
Is that for Velcro or is that new Velcro?
Yes. Yeah. If you take a Rav Moshe type approach to Tofer, then you could argue that Velcro is more Mako, and therefore you don't even need that Kula. Nachum. Okay. Yeah. So again, our Kasha was the Gemara Ein Dal base, says Vusha Kashran, and the question is why in Chai Mishum Kosher in that case. So the Arayim also answers this question, and his answer was that you did a kesher echad l'kayma tfiros, which is similar to the Ritva's third answer. I'll just read you his answer. Vusha kashran, perish kesher. Kesher echad Kesher achar atviros. We saw maybe that's the Rambam as well. Mechavinan lay mishum tofer velo mishum kosher. Lamadnu shekesher achad eino kesher. Aval b'makom shebegilan lasos kesher achad shetiskayim bekesher achad kigon shekosher akol achad berosho ve'eino kosher shnei roshin zeh lazeh nira dehave kesher. So let's first just get our terminology clear. Kesher echad in two chutim is something that doesn't last very long. In English, a kesher echad is a half knot, right? Like when you tie your shoes, you first tie a kesher echad. Kesher echad will naturally fall apart quite easily. That is kesher echad on two chutim. Kesher echad in one chut is a very strong knot. It will never get undone, right? It's the same knot, but it's on one string. It's not trying to connect two things. It's just on itself. Then it's very strong. So the Rambam over here answers that you did a the reason why you're chayev on tofer but not on kosher is because you did a kasher echad. So this is similar to the third answer of the Ritva. In other words, we're giving an example of a kasher that's not chayev mishum kosher al pidin, right? Not because you're intending to undo it, but because it's going to undo on its own, actually. It's a very weak knot. But still, it's enough to make the tfira be considered a tfira shel kayama. And to be chayiv for kosher, you need a kesher al gabe kesher. Now, but he says, if you have a kesher echad that would be miskayim, then it would be chayiv. Now, you could understand the Yireim's answer over here that Kesher Echad is not Chayev in two ways. One way is that Kesher Echad is simply not a Kesher. The second is that Kesher Echad is going to undo on its own relatively quickly, right? So the first possibility is that Kesher Echad is not a Kesher Shel Kayam, in which case, again, it's basically the same type of answer as the Ritva. Right, Ritva said kagon shekasher omanas lahatir, and the Yireim said kagon shekasher kesher echad, and both of them are non kayamas. Okay, one is non kayama because you're going to undo it. One is non kayama probably because it's going to fall apart on its own. So Yireim's answer is actually a bigger chiddush in terms of tofer, but in terms of the basic answer, it's the same answer. But the second possibility is no. Actually, the pshat is that a kesher echad isn't actually even a kesher. That is. Even though it might connect them for some bit of time, that's not a kasher. Then it would actually be more similar to the second answer of the Ritva, right? The second answer of the Ritva was shazran, that you twisted them together. That's not a kasher. That's why you're not chayav mishum kosher. And here he's saying, you're not chayav mishum kosher because it's not a kasher, because it's just a kasher echad. Because it's so shvach of a knot that it's not even, at least halachically, a knot. So first I thought it's mevor like the first tzad. In other words, because it's enemus kayim, because what he continues afterwards, and he says, but if you were to be kosher, kesher echad, ba'ofen shemus kayim, like kesher chavel berosho, so then you're chayiv. So it sort of sounds like he was saying, yeah, the only reason why kesher echad isn't the kesher, here is pater, it's not chayim shum kosher because it's not miskayim, and therefore if you have kesher echad that is miskayim, then you would be chayiv. Now, if batzim kesher echad is a kesher, it just happens to not be very long-lasting. Why then didn't he just give the Ritva's answer of kesher shena shel kayama? Why did he say it this way? Maybe because he learns that if your kavana to just undo a knot doesn't make it into a kasher shena shel kayama, we referred to before this machlokas between the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. So maybe he held something more like the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it would be interesting. Maybe the Ritva held something more like the Taz. So just making a regular knot and saying, oh, but I'm going to undo it, that's not good enough. And you would be chayav mishum kosher and tofer. So therefore, he's saying, oh, no, this is like the type of knot that will on its own unwind. Maybe that's why he holds of it. You give other answers, but that's what, yeah.
Everything nafkamina is whether it is when you make the kasha that it is slip
out. Ah, so that's going to be one nafkamina. And that's actually, like, let's say you make a kasher echad with a wire or something like that that could last, that keeps its shape. That would be one nafkamina. We'll see some other nafkaminas as well. So the Marach or Zeruah quotes a Shireim as well. And he asks on the Yireim, it's also the Smug, says the same thing. He says, why didn't we give a simpler answer? Which is basically the Ritva's answer, except he says it may be even stronger. In other words, instead of saying you just did a kasher echad, say you did a regular kasher, but eno shakayama. So let's just read what he says. So first he quotes the Rayim's answer. And then he writes, Uposik mikan sheino nekra kesher shal kayam elim kenasa kesher agabi kesher. Beini mevin, I don't understand the Urayim. Lama lo namid kigon shetzach lahatir kiyom ha-kesher v'atfira shemishon kesher lo yisfayev v'mishon tfira yisfayev. Al shema mina degam mishon tfira lo yisfayev ki agavna. So first of all, if you learn, like the Marach or Zeruah, now we know what the Korach or Beinu Yoel is. Shema mina. So it's not proving it from the Gemara, it's proving it more from the Urayim. But anyway, the Urayim's reading of the Gemara, if you read the Gemara like the Urayim. Anyway, so the point though is he says like this, saying that if it was Amnas Lahatir, then not only would you not be Chayav Mishum Kosher, you wouldn't be Chayav Mishum Tofer either. Because Tfir Shenol Shalkayama is Pater. And therefore, we go ahead and we give an answer where you did a kesher that will last, but that isn't a kesher. In other words, this kesher echad that you did is a kesher that will actually successfully be maimid the tfira, even though it's kesher echad. So why you chayv mishum kosher? Because it's not a kasher. So at the very least, the way the Or Zeruah, the Marach Or Zeruah, is reading the Urayim is very fascinating. First of all, the way he's reading the Urayim is it comes out like Rabbeinu Yoel. And then it would be true not just the Urayim, but it would be the Or Zeruah, the Smug, and others, all those who quote this Urayim, and certainly the Marach Or Zeruah. And the pshat is, so we have a bunch of other Rishonim now that are on the team of Rabbeinu Yoel. And the pshat is that kesher echad fundamentally isn't a kesher. So even if it's going to last, right? The truth is that a lot of times kesher echad will last. It won't last for your shoelaces, but if you use rope or something like that, you could have kesher echad that will last, right? You have to worry about, you know, let's say the garbage. So let's say we were machmir on that. So, you know, you can't tie the garbage because it's going to last for a long, long time, even though you don't care if it lasts a long time. So, okay, so you're not going to go ahead and do a double knot on you. During the week, when I take out the garbage, I do a double knot. Okay, so I won't do a double knot. Could I do a single knot? So that too might last for a long, long, long time. Matarasa. So according to the or the Marach or Zeruah's beer in the Urayim, at least, it's mutter. Why, it's not a kasher echad. In other words, kasher echad, if it's on two strings, not on one string, kasher echad on two strings is simply not a kasher. It's not a knot. Sort of like a aniva. Just because you successfully connected two things, that doesn't automatically make it a knot. And therefore, that's what the Marach or Zeruah learns. Oh, okay. Other biurim in this Gemara. So the Ramban, Ayin Daled Mabeis, is like more or less the second answer, the Ritva, that Shazaran, that you twisted it together. And as we noted, I think last time, This seems to be against the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, posol psalim, twisting rope is chayiv mishum tosher. Here you're twisting it. Unless you say no. You're only chayiv for posol chavalim when you're trying to make rope. When you're just twisting something together to hold it together, sort of in place of a knot, then that wouldn't be true. We also mentioned, I think last time, the Shita Laran, who says that whether you're chayiv for posel or not is telling the machlokas Rebbi Yehuda and Chachamim about aniva. It's the same ideas in aniva, and therefore, if you pass an aniva's mutter, then this would be mutter as well. And this can be very relevant, as we'll see in just a moment, when we talk about twist ties. And we'll get back to that in just one second. Interestingly enough, what other biur in the Gemara, so the Ritvan Kofhema base seems to answer, and Achanami, you would be chayiv mishum kosher as well. And sounds like that way from the Yushalmi as well. What about the Riff and the Rambam? So they don't answer this question. We did note that the Rambam sort of sounds a little bit like the Yireim. But for the Rambam, L'chayra, you have a much more pashut answer in the Riff, for that matter, that you just did a Kesher She'ena Shalomna, Uman. And therefore, that's why, even though you did a Kesher, you're not going to be Chayiv Mishum Kosher. Okay, so we have a lot of answers to this question with a lot of nafka minas. So now, at the very least, here's an interesting question, which might relate to the above Shiloh, or at least the Shiloh we talked about last time. What's the din if you tighten a loose knot, but a loose knot that you would be chayed for? Let's say a kesher she'achal atiro be'achas miyadav. We'll see in a moment. That's machlokas. We don't know how we paskin, but let's assume you're chayed on that. And then you tighten it. So you tighten a loose knot, right? This might be very relevant for your tzitzis, for example. People like to tighten their tzitzis. This is similar to sort of the shiloh we have for bishul, right? If you bring something from Michael ben Drusai to Moshe called Tzarka, where you chayiv, is there bishul achar bishul in that sense? Is there kosher achar kosher? In other words, you've increased the quality of the knot. I'll take a look at Dershu note 15 in Erech Shabbos at the end of Sif Aleph. And I think we don't have time now, but I think it's an interesting question in terms of the lamdas. Let's just finish up with posel chavalim since we mentioned it. So we mentioned that the Rambam says your posel chavalim is chayev. What's the makor for this Rambam? So it's very strange. You look at the Nosi Kalim on the page of the Rambam, they don't bring any makor. We said before, you could understand it in two ways. Either the Rambam thinks you don't need a knot to be chayev mishum kosher, as long as you're mechaber them, or that this is considered a knot. Al kopanim, does anyone argue with this Rambam? So the Bir Halacha, Shin Yud Daled Ches, as well as Mishnah Berurah over there, Sif Katan Lamed Beis, is Medayik the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Daled Zayin disagrees with the Rambam. Why? He writes over there that, let's say you have something like a package that's tied together, you need to access the package. So assuming you're allowed to break it open, let's say cut the rope, you could also unravel the rope if that's the better way to open it. So you see, against the Rambam, Chora, we are Madaik from the Ramban, and one answer in the Ritva. They also disagree, unless you are Mechalek and say that it's only when you're doing Shazira to make rope that you're Chayim. But the simple reading of the Ramban and the Ritva is against the Rambam. And the truth is that the Yerushalmi seems to disagree with the Rambam. The Yerushalmi happens to say that posel chavalim is chayev, but not because of kosher. It's because of tova, like spinning. So at the very least, it disagrees with the Rambam that that's going to be chayev mishum kosher. So, and in fact, that's the psak of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah quotes this Yerushalmi in Melachas Tova. So you see, we did get to do tova a little bit. He says that if you're tova, if you twist rope, you're chayiv mishum tova, like the Yerushalmi. Good. So we're very, very stuck on the Rambam, right? The Rambam has no makor. That's a very strange din to like make up. And many Rishonim are against it. And if anything, there's an anti-Makor for the Yerushalmi. So the Pshat could be like this. This is what the Orsamath more or less says. That, well, the Makor is actually the Yerushalmi, like the Derech and the Rambam. So then why don't you just paskin the Yerushalmi? Because the Bavli doesn't hold to that Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli says that why is Godelas Chayev? Why is braiding Chayev? Because of Bona. That Yerushalmi also says that Godelas is Chayev Mishum Tova. So why did the Bavli hold the Yerushalmi? Because it's mechuber to a person. You can't have Tova. It goes back to Talmud Sa'izim, right? When it's mechuber lemakom gidulo. And therefore, it's going to be something else. And so, likewise, we don't paskin like that Yerushalmi. Okay, so if we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, so then why are you chayev? So the answer is that the Rambam learned from the Yerushalmi that it's a malacha. But it doesn't fit into Malachas Tova based off of what we saw. And therefore, Rambam had to figure out some other malacha. It's very similar to that Yerushalmi that we mentioned before that Rav Asher Weiss is very into. But the truth is that you see it in many places, that there are certain things that it's pashut that they're malacha. It's a very chashuv, creative act. We just have to figure out which malacha it is. Which is it most similar to? So we see from the Yerushalmi that twisting rope is a malacha. And that makes sense. And there's no reason to assume the Bavli disagrees. But the Bavli does have a machlokas with Yerushalmi about the geder tviya. And according to the Bavli, it wouldn't be tviya. And therefore, just like braiding isn't tviya for the Bavli, and therefore we have to come up with a different malacha. And what's that malacha? So for rope, it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be kosher for braiding. So therefore we say it's godelis. That's basically the answer. But in the end of the day, do we paskin this way? So Yisrael Shabbos Kolchasa says we do paskin like the Rambam, at least with Choshes for it. And therefore, it's a problem to use those twisties. You know, those like on bakery bags or other things that you twist them. So you could use them on Shabbos. You just have to sort of go around them like a circle, but you couldn't use them in a normal way.
Why?
What?
You're not making a boat.
But you're twisting two strings together. That's what the Rambam says is usher. No. Once you wrap it around itself, it's two strings. Still, you're creating the equivalent of that. So you are correct. And this is also a bigger chumra. Okay, it's one thing to avoid it. But you also then couldn't open it either. Like if it was made before. So there's really a very big chiddush to be machmir. Because let's think of all the tzadim we have to be makel. First of all, we know that the Shulchan Aruch is makel. And I should point out the Rabbi Kivager over there in Shin Yud Aleph Zayin points out that Rashi and Beitz is makel. That's the source of this Shulchan Aruch. And even the Rambam might be makel if your intention is to undo it. And certainly the Rambam would be makel halacha lemaisa here. Why? Because it's not Oman and it's not Liskayim. In other words, it's true that Rambam thinks, even if we say that twisting rope is kosher, right? We paskin that way. But would the Rambam be machmir? No, because it's eino shalkayama and eino uman. So, and would Rashi be machmir? No, Rashi and Beitz is explicitly makel. So it's mutter bein la Rambam bein la Rashi. That's true. But if you combine the two, then maybe it's aser. But the Shulchan Aruch is makel, the Ritva is makel, the Ramban is makel. And we're dealing with, at most, the Rabbanon Shaila. So it's a big chiddush to be machmir. But I think at the very least, those who are mekel, yesh lam al mi lismoch, in light of all these tzadim. What would you do if you wanted to be machmir? So to close it, like we said, is easy. To open it, you could just rip the bag open. In other words, you're not going to be stuck. If you have your bag of challah that's twisted shut, so instead of untwisting the thing, you could just rip open the bag. Yeah.
Everything is better to
be. I don't know. I think that if you want to be machmir or shalom zalman, you could be machmir, but it's a chumrah. It's not a.
Why would you rip the bag from? If you twist tie it, intending to open it to the right thing.
Yeah, so that's correct. If it l'chora, if it's less than a day, but the problem is it's not necessarily less than a day. And since we're going to be machmir for more than a day, for ksharim that are going to last more than 24 hours, that's when you would be machmir. But you're correct. If it's less than 24, then, and that's why I said even for the bakery bag, even if they did it, so it's true, you picked up your challah on Thursday, it's now been more than 24 hours. But it's not necessarily even meant to be that way. So you have those additional tzadim lahakel, and it's certainly really make a regimen we hold of a week. So that's like, so this is already a chumrah, gabi chumrah, gabi chumrah, gabi chumrah. Yeah.
Don't we say also that it doesn't get sad that it will be on the
yes,
Sunday?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. All that's true. Okay. Stop here. Do you guys want shir tomorrow, or do you want to wait? Depends where you're holding, because we didn't have shir on Sunday.